This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Bedwards. Officials in Southern California are struggling to find ways to avoid a repeat of October's devastating wildfires. San Bernardino County tentatively has approved new home safety regulations, but some residents balk at the cost. The price tag on fire prevention can make it a hard sell, as people up north in Oakland know well. Some residents who survived Oakland's wildfire 12 years ago are campaigning for a new tax to pay for brush removal, but some of their neighbors are resisting. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
On a steep hillside in Oakland, Sue Piper, a public relations consultant and mother of three, points at a memorial of the 1991 wildfire. It's a steel frame on a platform overlooking a deep canyon.
The actual structure is meant to look like either a house under construction or a house that has been destroyed by fire. It was designed by Peter Scott, who's an architect who not only lost his home in the fire, but lost his mother in the fire.
The fire killed 25 people, destroyed nearly 3,000 homes, and caused property losses of about $1.7 billion. It was the state's costliest wildfire at that time. Fire officials say it can easily happen again in Oakland. Thousands of homes are nestled in these wooded canyons, which form natural wind tunnels. All the ingredients for another wildfire are here, says Piper: the weather, the topography, and the underbrush.
You can't do anything about the topography. You can't do anything about the weather, but you can do something about the fuel load, which is why we are so adamant about neighbors maintaining their property and neighbors working together with public agencies and private landowners to reduce the fuel load on those properties, too.
And that's why Piper and some of her neighbors support a plan to fund a nearly $2 million safety program for the Oakland Hills. It would pay for fire inspectors and brush and grass removal, including goats, to graze on public land. Homeowners would be taxed up to $65 per year.
We know that we live in harm's way, choosing to live here, and you have to take responsibility for it.
The plan has the backing of Oakland Mayor Jerry Brown and the entire city council. But not all Oakland Hills residents are buying Sue Piper's argument. A couple of miles away, retired contractor David Mix stands on his deck overlooking a narrow road that winds through the wooded canyon.
A lot of people have the misconception that if they pay the fee, they will be protected. The $65 fee is not a magic pill, and the money will not clean up your property.
Mix and others oppose the tax because, they say, it should be imposed on all Oaklanders, not just residents of the hills. They complain that public agencies that own large tracts of land, such as the city itself, would benefit the most. The bottom line, says Mix, the tax proposal is a money grab by an inefficient city government.
Probably the biggest part of the budget is going to be spent on inspectional services, which I term weed cops. And that's the last thing we need is more regulations, people coming to your home and telling what you have to do with your yard.
Sue Piper shakes her head when she hears these arguments.
Having lost my home once, I don't want anyone to go through that again. And to me, $65 additionally is a small price to pay for security, especially when many of us are living in million-dollar homes. It's sort of penny-wise and pound-foolish.
The 25,000 homeowners in the Oakland Hills are voting on the tax proposal now by mail-in ballot. The results will be announced on January 6th. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.